May the word of the Lord be on my mind, on my lips, and in my heart. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. At daybreak, on the first day of the week, the women who had come from Galilee with Jesus took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were puzzling over this, behold, two men in dazzling garments appeared to them. They were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground. They said to them, "Why do you seek the living one among the dead? He is not here. He has been raised. Remember what he said to you while he was still in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified and rise on the third day." And they remembered his words. Then they returned from the tomb and announced all these things to the 11 and to all the others. The women were Mary Magdalene, Joanna, and Mary the mother of James. The others who accompanied them also told this to the apostles, but their story seemed like nonsense and they did not believe them. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb, bent down, and saw the burial cloths alone. Then he went home, amazed at what had happened. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to the Lord Jesus Christ.
We started out our scripture readings tonight at the very beginning of time. I want to do a little time travel, but not quite that far. I want you to imagine with me that we are all here in this room, in the dark, about 14 hours ago, after our remembrance of last night, remembering Jesus' crucifixion, his death, and his burial, but before the dawning of this day that we have now spent. We're here together in silence, in a church that, as it still is empty of the Eucharistic presence of Christ. This space is really just a big empty room, much more than a sanctuary. Day will dawn soon through the windows behind me, but in this moment, in our imagination, we have yet to set that Easter fire ablaze. Are you with me in the moment? Listen then to some of the words from an ancient homily for this Holy Saturday morning. The author is unknown, but I think the spirit will be easily identifiable for you. Something strange is happening. There is a great silence on earth today, a great silence and stillness, because the King is asleep. The earth trembles and is still because God has fallen asleep in the flesh, and he has raised up all who have slept ever since the world began. God died in the flesh, and hell trembles with fear. He has gone to search for our first parent, as for a lost sheep, greatly desiring to visit those who live in darkness and in the shadow of death. He has gone to free from sorrow the captives, Adam and Eve, he who is both God and the son of Eve. The Lord approaches them bearing the cross, the weapon that won him the victory. He takes them by their hands and raises them up, saying, "Awake, sleepers! Rise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. I am your God, who for your sake have become your son. Out of love for you and for all your descendants, I now command all who are held in bondage to come forth, all who are in darkness to be enlightened, all who are sleeping to arise. I order you, sleeper, awake. I did not create you to be held a prisoner. Rise from death, for I am the life of the dead. Rise, work of my hands, you who were created in my image. Rise, let us leave this place of death, for you are in me and I am in you. Together we form only one person and we cannot be separated. For your sake, I became your son. For the sake of humanity, I became human, without help. For the sake of you who left a garden, I was betrayed in a garden and crucified in a garden. See on my face the spittle I received in order to restore to you the life I once breathed into you. Rise, let us leave this place. The enemy led you out of the earthly paradise. I will not restore you to that paradise. But see, I who am life itself am now one with you. The bridal chamber is adorned. The banquet is ready. The eternal dwelling places are prepared. The kingdom of heaven has been prepared for you for all eternity. I invite you to consider that we, you and I, and everyone we know, we are the dead being addressed here. The death to which I refer comes in the form of our individual brokenness, our selfishness, our resentments, our fears, our addictions, all the times we give in to anything that promises happiness, but ultimately delivers only isolation and death. It's into that death that Jesus descended. And from that death, he calls us out while we are still living. As Paul reminds us, we just heard, we're baptized into Jesus' saving death for the purpose of participating in his resurrection. That resurrection is offered to us at every moment. That is death to sin. Scripture sometimes uses the term the flesh as a contrast to the Spirit of God. But please understand that that does not mean that we each inhabit a body or a human nature that is irretrievably evil. That contrast in Scripture is a reference to the life-limiting, the death-dealing choices we make. And we make choices like that over and over again. So we come here over and over again to be reminded of Christ's merciful action. entering into the broken world, not to participate in its destruction, but to invite us to join him in restoring its sacredness. Listen again to some of the invitation that the ancient homilist imagined Christ speaking, not just to Adam and Eve, but to all of us. Rise up, work of my hands, you who were created in my image. Rise, for you are in me and I am in you. Together we form only one person and cannot be separated. The banquet is ready. The eternal dwelling place is prepared. Heaven has been prepared for you for all eternity. That's an invitation for right now, every day. The Dominican mystic St. Catherine of Siena knew that when she told us, all the way to heaven is heaven. The stone has been rolled away. The pathway is opened to us. Our divine risen brother has promised to lead us all along the way. What do you say? Shall we follow him?